Although I didn't know that you were interested in starting in fashion illustration before that point. What sparked your interest in that?
Excuse me. Well, I always loved, and I didn't know why I loved, but advertising, was intriguing to me. And so I liked the combination of the commercial art where you could, I called it fooling people into thinking they wanted something, because that's really what advertising is about. Advertising just whets your appetite to either want to be there, be a part of it, taste it, see it, smell it, or whatever. And I liked to draw. So I thought, well, this is the best of both worlds. If I go into commercial art, there's a lot of different opportunities. And back then, fashion illustration, people were still doing fashion illustrations, in the newspapers, And so I was trying to develop this look and this hand that I had, or at least I was trying to. But I never got into commercial art. I sidetracked. I took a job. I took that job they offered me. And like I said, that was the end of commercial art. But what I found was that the disciplines and the things that I loved in commercial art, I could still apply. So the commercial art world was a two-dimensional world. It was paper and pencil, back at that time, and markers and things like that. And then the world I got into, which was then called display, still had all the same design principles and everything, but it was three-dimensional, and I found that I loved building and creating at the same time. So you learn a lot about yourself while you're going through this journey. You learn what you love to do, and you learn what you might not love to do, but that's part of the whole process. So I just started putting all these different little pieces together, and I thought, wow, this is amazing. People are paying me to go to work and play, and that's how I would to share to my friends. I said, I go to work and I play all day, which is what I did. So you start, like I said, you start to take all these little nuggets, and things change. You settle on a course and you think you want to do something, and as you know, all of a sudden an opportunity presents itself and you go left instead of right, and a bunch of new doors open up. And I like to, share this kind of story whenever I, particularly university students, and I've worked with UNT and several other schools. I've done programs with them. And, I love talking to the students because they're like, well, I definitely want to do this and I don't want to do that. And so how do you know? Well, I just do. And I said, actually, you don't. You think you do, but you don't. So as an elder, trust me. I said, the thing that you think that you don't like to do might actually be your passion. You don't even know it yet. So you've got to learn along the way, and you have to take these chances. But when you're younger, time is on your side. You could make a little mistake. You can take a little detour. So what, 3 months, 6 months, it's not going to ruin your life, kind of a thing, right? So trying these things when you're young, I think, is important and critical. And then along the way, you just change whatever you like or what you don't like. And if there's something that you don't like, then try to change it into such a way that you do like it, because everything changes.